It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Publisher Michelle Cobb is with me, and she is making fabulous suggestions all week, truth be told, about what we can be listening to right now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. Today, we're going to talk about Easy Beauty, a memoir, written and read by Chloe Cooper Jones.
And of course, it's an Earphones winner.
And I don't know if everyone is familiar with the author, but she is a Pulitzer Prize winning author. And she has a physical disability, sacral agenesis, and that leaves her both visibly disabled and in pain, and it really impacts how people think and feel about her, but that doesn't mean her life is not worth living.
I would think not.
But she's fighting the opinion of able-bodied people around her, and we really dive right in with that concept, and it's a defining moment of this intriguing book.
Okay. And she really is examining how she's perceived by people.
Yes. And all these experiences of her life. So the story is not linear in the way that many autobiographies are, but it jumps around. So we're taking through her travel, through her life, her moments of self-discovery. I was particularly moved by the unexpected child that came into her path because she had been assured that pregnancy was not an option. And so that was a bit of a surprise and a physical challenge.
I've read reviews of this and they are uniformly in praise of it, about how vivid her writing is and how brave she is. I mean, in the way she's confronting this and really coming to terms with the way being differently abled is seen in this world in a way where earlier she had tried to ignore it and just, you know, soldier on.
Yes. And I think we're at a moment in our culture where people are more open to understanding differences and being willing to talk about them. So I felt like this is something we should all absorb because for me, it was helping me to open up to understand someone else's challenges and to question, you know, my own gaze as I was looking at the world and seeing people or not seeing things about people around me.
Or simply not seeing people.
Yes, true.
Yeah. No, that happens a lot. What, should we hear a little?
Yes, this is where Chloe gets a surprise.
Okay. This is Easy Beauty, a memoir. It's written and read by Chloe Cooper Jones.
4 months after I met Andrew, I threw up in his car. This didn't concern me. Chronic pain often left me so exhausted that I got sick. I'd never had a regular period, so skipping several months was more normal than not. I threw up every day for the next 3 months, but also I was gaining weight. I blamed this on Andrew, who kept bringing over Neapolitan ice cream bars, my favorite, and leaving them in my freezer. I kept getting sick. I was tired all the time. This was normal. People sometimes ask me, how could you not have known? But how could I have known? I'd been told my whole life I couldn't get pregnant. The brain takes the facts it is given and from them forms reality. I believed it to be true, and so it was definitively true, until it wasn't.
And yes, what a surprise. Was the pregnancy a happy thing for her?
Yeah, a lot of the book is informed by her relationship with her son and her seeing the world through her son's eyes. It was not an easy pregnancy. She was sick for 5 months without knowing that she was pregnant because she was always sick. So much to take away from this. I think it's worth a lot of people taking the time with the book.
Okay. That's Easy Beauty, a memoir. It's written and read by Chloe Cooper Jones. Thank you so much, Michelle, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, it will be Friday and the end of a lovely week of chatting about great books.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.